Welcome to It Sounded Like a Good Idea at the Time. You may think that you're listening to the Academy Awards, but unlike the Oscars, we have hosts.
Suck it.
I just came up with that.
I like it.
Yeah. My name's Caroline.
And I'm Hannah.
And we're the best thing that's happened to you since the last time you listened to something hosted.
That's the kind of energy I want to have coming into any room, and I respect it.
It is 8:13 p.m.
Yeah.
Typically, you're listening to the version of ourselves at 5 a.m.
Bit gruffer.
Yeah.
We're done with that.
Yeah, we're bringing a p.m. energy.
Yeah, exactly. I did instruct you today to do one thing, which was to drink water.
No.
So our voices would sound fine.
You told me to drink unflavored,
yeah,
unadulterated water.
Because I knew that when I said drink water, you would call it Diet Dr. Pepper water. Wow. And you brought... Okay, you were hiding those. She hid them for me behind a pillow.
They can't see them.
In this
office. I did drink unadulterated, unflavored water today as a good co-host. But now that we're already recording, this can't harm us, can it?
Yeah, what could go wrong? Go ahead. I'm keeping that in.
Yep.
DM us if you think we should switch to Caroline's ASMR.
the new spin-off.
You're doing both of them? Is that really necessary?
We're going to see what happens.
Well, I guess we really will be using our break for a bathroom stop.
It's fine.
Anyway.
Well, it's Monday.
Yeah, after the Oscars.
Did you watch?
I was going into yesterday. I was just exhausted from award show stuff going on because I don't like award shows. I know that you do love them, so I knew you'd be watching them.
Yes.
But with you were giving, I was like kind of tidying up and stuff. Mm-hmm. You were giving me feedback as it was going along or giving me commentary. And I was like really kind of bummed I wasn't watching it. It sounds like it was a really good...
Yeah,
show.
You know, I generally would say that I am a categorical fan of award shows, but what I really like are the red carpets and the awkward interviews.
Oh, yeah.
And then usually once the show gets going, I don't care that much.
Okay.
But this show last night, start to finish, very good.
It
started at 8.
You were watching it from like 7, right?
Yeah. Well, I went to the Y at 5:30. And
you were dedicated.
Yeah. And turned on E and they had like some minor celebrities that showed up. Actually, that's not true. Regina King was there and Idina Menzel. But I think
Regina,
because
you got there early.
Well, she was an early presenter. So I assume that's why.
And then Idina sang early, right?
Yes. So I think she probably did a sound check and that's why she was there. But I started watching then, mm-hmm, then turned it off, then watched like from 7 to 11:32 was the end of the show.
That is late. I saw that Bong Joon-ho, the whole team was like cut off.
Yes.
And then Charlize Theron and
Tom Hanks
were like...
Yeah, they were like leading the charge because they got played off, the acceptors of Parasite.
Right. And I'm dying to watch Parasite. I keep watching for it to come on Apple TV.
Oh, yeah.
Movies.
And yeah, those two led the entire audience to like cheer him back on, which is why I knew it ended at 11:32 because I think that they cut it because of time.
Right.
Because whoever closed it, I think it was Jane Fonda, was like, well, that probably cost us a few thousand dollars, you know,
right.
But the real star became Bong Joon-ho's translator, Sharon, who translated all of his acceptance speeches. And he had 3 last night. And all award season.
I remember he introduced her at the first one that won awards. What was the first one? Was it the Golden Globes?
Golden Globes.
Because he said, like, my English isn't great. She's going to translate. So he did say a few words and then.
Yeah. And then Sharon. On. And so she's kind of become a star in her own right. She's gorgeous. Always looks understated, but lovely at these things.
Right.
And so he ended up.
What a lot
saying,
of pressure as well.
Yeah. Well, apparently she is a filmmaker and he has been like singing her praises of what a talented filmmaker she is.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And so she's written a feature film that they are like determined to get made.
Oh,
I love that. That's not how she started. She started as translator. And it was just one of those feel good stories of like an unexpected time in the spotlight.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it was great.
I was happy to see that Parasite won. You were telling me kind of little clips throughout. So I went on BuzzFeed and they were talking about Chris Rock and Steve
Martin's
like best jokes.
Yes.
And the one you texted me, Chris Rock was like, Cynthia Erivo was so good in Harriet at hiding black people. They cast her to hide all the black people at the Oscars.
All the black nominees. Whoa. It was so funny.
Nominees, yes.
Did you watch Janelle Monáe's Open?
No, I forgot. Ugh. I couldn't. When I was trying to find where to go find these things, I need a compilation for those of us who didn't watch to be able to find the important things. I looked up Eminem's thing because I wanted to see all of the people singing along because I thought that. When you said he was up there, I was like, okay, that's interesting. But
so it was very bizarre. Not bizarre, but...
unexpected, I assume.
Yeah. Lin-Manuel Miranda was introducing... The way they did it was very funny. They had, like, some lesser knowns introducing the well-known presenters. That was so funny. So, like, because there was no host, they had all these interludes of, like, somebody from the cast of Hamilton who Lin-Manuel Miranda had cast... was in the audience.
Anthony Ramos.
Yes, thank you. And introduced Lin-Manuel Miranda, who then introduced basically a compilation of scores and best songs that have been well known. And it ended with Lose Yourself.
Right.
And I was like, that is such an interesting one to choose because he was saying, like, some of these songs have become so synonymous with these movies and vice versa.
Right.
So then, like, out of nowhere, Eminem starts performing. And
what an interesting way to do that.
Well, thanks to, I mean, it was a real surprise.
Right.
Like, Idina Menzel's face is, like,
yes, I saw
incredible.
It.
And yeah. Billie Eilish was like, what the? But thanks to our listener and very talented photographer, Alex, who did the research for us. Uh-huh. Apparently, Eminem won that category in 2002.
Right, yeah.
When 8 Mile was out and did not show up.
Right.
Like, he was supposed to perform and he won and he didn't. And he reached out to the Academy and said, I'm very sorry.
Wow.
Could I ever come back? And they were like, sure.
Right. I knew that he refused to do it before. And I mean, he's a different... I don't know. Whatever.
I mean, he's gone through a transformation by his own words, but
I don't care to get into Eminem. All I'm going to say is Lose Yourself is an anthem. And like the second you said Eminem, I'm like, oh, it's Lose Yourself, obviously.
Yes.
Like no one doesn't know that song or like isn't going to sing along to that song. So I was like, to me, like I thought that's an exciting part of the show.
It was exciting. And because it just felt so random, but so great.
Right.
Chrissy Metz from This Is Us came out and sang. She was incredible.
Oh, I didn't know she sings.
Yeah, I didn't either, but she did a Diane Warren song, and she was incredible. Side note, I did just find the Janelle Monáe video.
Okay.
Would you like to watch it?
Would you like to text it to me?
Well, I can play it right here for you.
What? I'll watch it later.
There's so much that I need to talk about in it. Can we take a break now and then come back so we can talk about
Okay, okay. Yes, yes. I will pause.
Okay, we're back from a brief break. I just really needed to live my truth and have Hannah see the Janelle Monáe opener.
Yeah, so we took a quick break and I'm so glad I watched that. If you have, should we link it in our, we'll link it in the show notes.
Yeah.
That was a phenomenal performance. It was not what I was expecting. But Janelle Monáe is just such a performer. Like she puts on such a good show.
And she, to me, was the perfect choice to acknowledge all of the failings of the Academy and representation this year.
Yes.
But to do it in a way that, I don't like the word accessible because diversity should always be accessible, but something that didn't feel confrontational or offensive.
You can't say anything against what she did.
No, it was just such a, like, I appreciated it. And actually, all through the show, there were lots of nods and acknowledgments of this should not have been slated this way.
Right.
But you know how I've said, I mean, the entire time that we've had this program, that I don't like when celebrities get political in award shows. Mm-hmm. But I think it was different last night because everyone got pretty political. But I think it was in a way that wasn't so partisan. It was, this is just an issue.
Like, I kind of feel like universal. We as a country are almost moving past partisan.
I think you're right.
Like, I think there's a lot of things that all of us, no matter what our individual politics are like, hold on. You can't hold a trial without witnesses.
Right.
That's a full sham. Like, you can't, no one can disagree on that.
Yeah.
Like, logically. So I think at this point, a lot of us are past that partisan. Like, there, a lot of them, you said, or I read that Brad Pitt said, I'm they told me I have 45 mm-hmm. seconds, which is 45 seconds longer than the congressional Republicans gave John Bolton this week, right. which that's it.
Yeah.
And that's all he said about that, right?
Yeah. And apparently he's being ripped to shreds on social, which I haven't looked further into. I just saw that Why? Headline come through. Well, granted, it was a Fox News headline. So, okay. Take that with
they will do
for
that.
What it's worth. But, yeah, I think because it wasn't like candidate bashing up there that I felt right. like that's where it gets tired to me, regardless.
And it wasn't
like,
classist either.
No.
Which was like the problem, which we said this a lot recently and a while back with like Meryl Streep, which while mm-hmm. I liked her thing, a lot of people were like, well, to be fair, like you're speaking to, oh, because we said, what didn't we say? Joaquin Phoenix like did it the right way.
Yes.
He was like, hey, gang, what can we all do here?
Yeah. Like, let's actionably make some steps.
Yes, yes, yes. Us in this room, not like all of you right. watching with yeah. your $10.
Well, he, speaking of Joaquin Phoenix, won Best Actor. It was his first okay. Oscar, which I was really surprised. I think I had assumed that he'd won for Walk the Line the year that Reese Witherspoon won for Best Actress.
Yeah, that does
He was nominated
me.
But didn't win.
Okay.
He won that year. Incredible in that.
I never saw that.
Oh, it's so good. But he continued using his speech as a platform to talk about animal rights and okay. veganism. He was pretty aggressive with it last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it was the end. He'd been leading up to it every award show.
Right.
But basically, like,
pièce de résistance at the end.
Yes.
He's like, okay.
There's absolutely no way I can recap it. But, like, he didn't even thank his fiance. He just, what? Like, he was basically just like, well, here we are. And here's what else I have to say. Like, continuing the conversation.
Sense, like, they're not a very public couple anyway. And, like,
no.
she's also famous. Like, she doesn't need.
Yeah.
Some people don't need like public accolades like that. Like
right.
he was probably like they probably talked about that.
Well, he thanked her in earlier award shows and it was
right.
very, very sweet. But one thing that he did that he's never really done publicly was acknowledge his brother, River Phoenix,
yeah.
who, you know, died very tragically.
Right. In like the 90s, right? Or was it the 80s?
90s. I want to get the quote right. I am too young for River Phoenix.
Me too.
I mean, no offense.
If you are, then I am.
Okay.
By a lot.
That hurts my feelings. but he quoted something that River had said in a lyric that he wrote, run to the rescue with love and peace will follow.
Oh, wow.
Which I think is one really deep because he was 17 when he wrote that.
Yeah.
So like, I think when I was 17, I was writing Summer, Summer, What a Bummer.
In my grade 8 summer.
Well, I know I wrote that. But that was like when he got emotional, was
right.
referencing his brother. And in earlier award shows, it had been for Rooney Mara. But yeah, so Eminem, Janelle, we just watched together. And
yeah.
then maybe my second it's the Diet Dr. Pepper.
Sure.
Sticking.
Weird.
It's that caramel coloring.
Only. Phosphoric acid.
My other favorite performance was Idina Menzel singing Into the Unknown.
Right.
I but what they
have not
did,
seen that one either.
Oh my gosh.
Send me that one too.
Okay.
Pause. No,
I would pause it for you to see this. Speaking of mental load, things are taking a lot off of me.
I know.
So Josh Gad introduced her.
Oh.
And he talked about how many different languages Frozen has been dubbed into, and it's
okay.
like 52 or something. I
yeah.
don't know. I'm botching it. So what they did was they had Idina sing it,
yeah,
but then had the vocalists from multiple other countries who sing.
Oh, that's cool.
As Elsa and
yeah.
those come up and sing, take turns singing a verse.
Oh,
so
wow.
it was like, I don't know, 7 or 8 of them in all different languages.
Right. Well, there's a, like, a, I've been, you know, I don't know, Maya listens to that soundtrack nonstop, so I put on the Japanese version. Yeah, so I do. I put on the Japanese version for something new, and then in the car, she's like, can we listen to the Japanese one?
Oh, really? That's
so,
funny.
So, yeah, I thought that was
not funny. I mean,
good, oh, yes.
Good for you for being worldly, but.
Well, yes.
Well, Norbeth only wants to speak Spanish because she's very into counting in Spanish. So
well, that's profitable for everyone. Josh Gad has been wearing, like, a trucker hat embroidered with the word Samantha and a question. Mark.
Oh, that's
incredible.
I have
been, like, dying laughing.
We do say that at home. I say that to the girls all the time.
Yeah, it's just
if they say something that I can't hear, I'm like, Samantha, and they think it's very funny.
I laugh every single time that comes on in the song.
Yeah,
where he's like, Samantha, and I always try, and every single time Maya's like, why are you laughing? And I'm like,
Maya, it's called humor.
Again,
look
the
it
same
up.
Time, she tests me though. She continuously asks me what parts of the song mean. I'm like, you know what they mean. This is anyway. She just likes to.
She maybe
fill
you
the
should
silence.
Find out how to say Samantha in Japanese.
Yeah, she's probably testing me on that.
She's waiting for the Japanese humor,
right?
Anyway, it was really beautiful. Adina looked like a queen, and
right.
there were lots of jokes about Adele Dazeem.
Right.
Josh Gad was, no, somebody, maybe it was Josh Gad, who said something like, I'm introducing someone whose name sounds exactly like it's spelled.
Oh. That's good.
Which is really funny.
Yeah.
And then somebody else in one of their performances also mentioned it.
That's
and it
funny.
Was very funny.
The Utkarsh, isn't that? He rapped about it.
Yes.
I don't know if that was about her name.
It was.
She was in his
I didn't rap. Know his name. I was going to say Mindy Kaling's little brother.
Right.
In
yeah.
The Mindy Project.
I know it's I think it's Utkarsh.
I don't remember his
last name.
Incredible, because he rapped a summary of everything that had happened up until that point.
Wow.
Which, like, very little of that could have been written beforehand.
Right.
So I think that is like low-key,
so
not getting
like
enough attention. Yeah, he was like freestyling a recap of the
wow.
show until the point of that
That's
time.
Pretty cool.
It was really,
really,
really neat. I think he is too. He was really funny. He was like, none of you know who I am, so here I go.
That's funny.
It was good.
He, I think, is going to be in, I just sent you this today. I don't know how we missed this up until now, but Disney Junior is getting a show with, I think he's in it, Jamila Jamil. Shoot, what is her name? Hannah Simone from...
Oh,
New
yeah.
Girl. It's Hannah Simone is her name, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, a bunch of other Indian-American actors are doing a Disney Junior show about a little Indian girl who's... Indian-American girl who's a detective.
That's
or maybe
not
she's
the
just
one.
Indian.
Priyanka Chopra isn't doing that. Or Priyanka
maybe.
Jonas. She's not doing that one,
I don't know.
She?
I don't know because I didn't know about this. So I think that's pretty cool. He also... I think he included something about In the Heights coming out this summer.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm very excited to see. I haven't watched that, but Anthony Ramos... both played in the Broadway version. As far as I know, he played in the Heights in the Broadway version, and he's playing in the movie as the like lead
role.
Wow.
So
he and Lin-Manuel are like very close. the friendship I wish.
I felt like I could only say his name all three of his names, so thank you for just saying.
Oh. Most people just say Lin-Manuel.
Well, most people aren't me, so
most
I just want
like me and his friends.
Well, I respect that my children have double names, and I like them to
right.
Be said,
that
so
should be.
I should respect that he has a triple name, and it
Miranda
should be.
Is his last
it
name.
Doesn't matter. It's all the same. Also, huge news.
Yeah,
our best friend Hilder.
Yes,
won an
yes,
Oscar,
yes.
And she. But is she really?
Daughter.
Thank you. One of our listeners sent it to us and said, "You ladies are the reason I think I know how to pronounce her name." And while I would love to take credit for that, it's Hannah, because I called her Hilda last time,
right?
And I just like to hear Hannah
I've
do
got
it.
You, Hilder.
Yeah, I'm still over here on DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you want to risk the ire of the public with saying that again.
Yeah,
I'm keeping it in. But.
The army of youths.
Yeah.
Khaled.
It wasn't
anyway.
Just youths. You had quite a few people.
It did.
Of any age.
Okay. Well, anyway, Hilder won for Joker, and she also had a very, very moving speech, and you could tell that mm-hmm. the crowd there just really does know her and we're cheering for her. And I saw something after the show when I was watching a very obnoxious E! Recap show, but something that was pretty nice was they talked about the reason that it seemed like the crowd was truly so excited for Parasite
mm-hmm.
is both the SAG Awards and the Academy are made up of actors. So, like, everyone in that room had voted for them, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
The Academy isn't just actors, but there are a lot of them.
Right.
And so they're like, you know, you could tell that they really did want them to win. It
right.
wasn't like a...
Who does the Golden Globes?
Hollywood Foreign Press.
Oh, right, right. Yes, yes, yes. I did see a little clip of Bryce Dallas Howard and Ron Howard saying, we can't say anything because we're on the Academy, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I thought that was cute. They were, like, together.
Do you want to talk about the Iowa caucus?
Yes, but first, before we get into that, one thing I do want to talk about that came to my attention just, I think, Saturday was an ad that was supposed to, that a company wanted played during the Oscars that was banned.
Oh.
Do you know about this?
No.
Okay, well, I sent it to you, so that's offensive. That was a trick.
Okay, well, Maya.
A trap. And okay. Now we have a lot to talk about.
Oh.
Okay,
that, yeah,
don't,
that ad. Yeah,
don't
yeah.
do this sorry, now. This thought... just hurts at this point. It's like insulting.
I'm sorry. I misheard you.
Anyway.
Samantha?
DM me if you would like to start a new podcast wherein we listen to each other. Frida Mom is a company that I didn't even know about until I saw this ad.
Okay, I actually do remember this.
Okay. They were going to play an ad. They have evidently have like a kit and products that help with postpartum care. Mm-hmm. And so they play the ad. I watch the ad and it is like if you have given birth, you will it will come flying back to
rushing
you.
Rushing back.
Like it just shows a mom in those brand new newborn days, like, you know, stomach still distended is not the word. Swollen.
No, that's right.
Swollen. Like, you know, the baby's not in there. The baby's out. But, you know, you still have that baby body. Mm-hmm. She's kind of waddling. She's in, like, the mesh undies. You see her filling up that peri.
Squeeze bottle?
Yeah. Peri bottle. Peri. What is it called?
Perineum.
Yeah.
Actually, I just looked at our Instagram and our listener Gentry just sent us this post.
Oh, so, wow. Same time.
Yeah.
Well,
actually, she's
so
in it 4 hours ago.
So you do remember that she sent it, but
Gentry,
not that I sent it.
Thank you for bringing this to my attention.
Days
if
ago.
Only I had found out about this.
Unbelievable.
Yes, Gentry sent it to us 4 hours ago.
Okay, well.
But thank you for thinking of us.
Yes,
you were
thank
right
you.
On the money.
Yes, you were. Anyway. yeah, just the mom's kind of stumbling around. She has like the big thick pads and all of that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
you just
the
remember
bath mats.
It. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to stick it in and roll up the other one and all of this. And it's all on her. And it's kind of grim. But it's also very realistic.
Yeah.
Like it is. And so this company is like, it doesn't have to be this way. We're trying to make things easier. And the ad was banned because I'm trying to remember what the exact reasoning was. There was some legalese that was like why it couldn't be shown. And it was crap. Like, I can't believe that they wouldn't show because like they would show like say a commercial for like Always or something.
Yeah.
Where a woman was like happy go lucky or playing mm-hmm. sports or enjoying her life, but they won't show like a woman suffering and needing help.
Yeah, but you know, interestingly, like depression commercials and anxiety commercials or even like psoriasis, you see
right.
women in pain.
Right.
So why?
Right, a little bit.
Yeah, but like you see people, you know, emotionally grieved.
Right. Right.
But, you know, I've mentioned before watching The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and I continue to be shocked at the things at that time that they couldn't say on stage. Like, she talks about pregnancy and gets pulled off the stage because it's inappropriate. I'm like, man, that would never happen today.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I don't know. Maybe this is, like, not that far from that.
Yeah, that's a good point because I'm just thinking if I had known, and not just me, if anyone, imagine if we, like, saw this, like, if this was normal.
Yeah.
And we knew, like, what new moms are going through.
Mm-hmm.
It might help us to understand, like, our friends before we have our own kids. Like, it might help people to understand how new moms are feeling a little bit more. It might help us to know what to expect a little bit more.
Yeah, totally.
Because if you don't know what to expect and the first time you're hearing about postpartum care is like on some thread online where they're like talking about the horrors of it.
Yeah.
Like when you're already, there's already a million things that could go wrong. You already have enough to worry about.
Yeah.
It's going to give you even more, like it's going to add on. And then imagine like not having known that was coming, which we don't. Like,
right.
That's maybe one reason why postpartum depression is such a big thing. Like, we hide so many of these realities.
Mm-hmm.
So it is so upsetting that ABC banned this ad. And I think we should share it sometime on our account this week.
Yeah, we definitely should. But like Billy Razors, which I think are showing just as much of a, I don't know, decency. I don't know the right word for it.
Yeah. And we'll get into maybe a little more of that here in a little bit for the rest of our conversation. But. Yeah, I mean, as far as, like, what's decent and what's not decent, like, if you're going to show all these other things, like, you can't say that people can't show, like, an ad for products. Like, if they've got the money to buy your ad time.
Yeah, really.
Like, that's not fair.
That
really sucks. Like, you're really doing a big disservice to families everywhere.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, like, you know, partners of people who have babies as well need to know what to expect. Like,
I agree.
Friends who are like, how can I help my friend who just had a baby?
Yeah.
You know, mothers who haven't gone through that and, like, many years, like, you know, even me, like, watching that, it's not been that many years for me, but I'm like, oh my gosh, you really forget. Like, you forget about, like, waddling around and just how difficult it is to heal seemingly all by yourself, even if you're surrounded by people.
Yeah, because so much of it, even if you do have a wonderful support system, which hopefully you do, there is a lot that's done solo.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm very disappointed in ABC that they banned that. But I know that the ad is getting some attention.
Yeah.
And I think it would be, I would have to look at their products more, but it sounds like it would be a good thing to invest in if you're the kind of person that likes to take gifts to people who have just had a baby.
Yeah, that's a great point.
But on to something different, the Iowa caucuses.
Oh, yeah.
Which...
a different mess.
To be exactly. Iowa caucuses. And then I, after that, watched the debates in New Hampshire.
Okay.
And I have so many thoughts, which I don't, like, I know we don't need to get into, like, a whole, this isn't a political podcast, but I don't even know where to start. It's so, I don't know how Pete Buttigieg is winning right now because he won in Iowa. Like, I don't, our political system is so nuts.
Yeah.
I can't comprehend this.
Well, I told you a few weeks ago that I never pay attention to the primaries.
Right.
But, boy, this is a way.
Right. Right.
It's like all the writers of the election got together and said, this year we're throwing in a mid-season finale.
Yes, exactly. They thought it was going to be one of the well-equipped people.
This is like Grey's Anatomy, and it's like another natural disaster hitting the hospital. Well, I did tell you that I took a Washington Post quiz.
Yeah. Wait, Washington Post or I Side With?
No, this is Washington Post.
Okay.
To see.
Go ahead.
Just to play around with who I would agree with. It's an excellent quiz. I do recommend I Side With, but Washington Post also has one using just the Democratic candidates.
Okay.
And so it gives you all these rundowns and it tells you, based on what you choose, which candidates agree with you and then tallies them at the bottom. Well, your girl.
Good old Caroline.
Is apparently a huge fan of Michael Bloomberg. We agree on basically everything.
Caroline is of the people. This much we know.
Yes. Yes. The 1% people. Where are you?
She's for the rich people. Only. Well, that, she ain't that. For everyone here. That's for sure.
That will. I knew that. But,
oh my gosh!
But I was like, huh, let's see who I got.
Right. It was like it's so funny because what started that? You told me that because I think I said something about Elizabeth Warren, who is my candidate of choice.
Okay, yeah,
and you were like, least. Well, didn't she come in last for you?
She and Bernie Sanders bringing up the end.
Who is your second?
Somebody I'd never heard of.
Tom.
Something Patrick.
Oh, Deval Patrick.
Yes.
Right, who like no one knows about.
Right, you even said who.
Yeah, because I'm like, who is that? I only know it now because you were like, oh, he's Deval Patrick. I totally forgot about him.
Yeah, well, don't worry, I didn't. Apparently, I'm a big fan.
Well, you can always write him in second.
I didn't know there was a second place.
There's not. There's not.
Because my VP choice.
The New Hampshire, so I didn't watch the Iowa, I didn't watch the footage, but then in New Hampshire, it was, I'm trying to go in order of who was up there. Andrew Yang, who, bless him, needs a cabinet position.
Okay.
But
let's just like know our strengths.
Yeah.
That's
obviously what he's aiming for.
It was like my JV soccer team needed a goalie. So here I am.
Also needed a cheerleader on the side. Yeah. Joe Biden, who was feeling aggressive.
Yeah, well, apparently we just read it. Just read a headline where apparently he called a 21-year-old student a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
I believe it.
Which we're now going to create a new software for Instagram where instead of choosing which friend you are, which office character, it is, what is your Joe Biden
insult?
What
is Joe Biden saying about you?
Yeah, good.
Joe Biden, obviously Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Amy Klobuchar. It was a great night for her. She really came across like, I don't know. It was a really good night for her. And then Tom Steyer. Oh, and Pete Buttigieg. Ugh. But Tom Steyer, who I'm like, sir, you're so like I tuned in a little bit late. It was I want to say a 2-hour broadcast. I think I tuned in 30 minutes in. And
so you might have missed like his best.
Oh, I didn't miss his best. His best has yet to come. So someone asked a question. It was George Stephanopoulos.
Yeah.
Great. No, I'm blanking. All the faces would recognize.
The knowns.
Yes. Doing the moderating.
Mm-hmm.
And someone asked him a question about something. I don't remember what it was. And he said, you know what hasn't been brought up tonight yet is race. And frankly, it is insane that in 2020, we haven't brought this up yet. And like the moderators are like, okay, the night is young. We have many topics to bring up. But like he just has that energy of like, he kept saying stuff about, especially race, that like we like all he is know. Just, like,
waiting for
yes,
it.
Yeah. But he would be like, in case you didn't know, race is an issue. Like, as if he was waiting for like a standing ovation from people of color in the audience. Like, that's what he wanted. Right. You can tell.
That's and I'm amazing.
Like, get out of here. Like, who are you? Oh, you're the worst. Like, you can tell he's pandering. I hated it. He's got so much annoying energy. I'm like, you can't, this isn't for you. I don't even want you in the cabinet. I don't want you anywhere near this.
Get out. City council needs you in some town.
Yes. Go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same, the school same board. As you, Mayor Pete. You're a mayor. Like, work your way up, buddy. Anyway. I really liked Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar. Bernie, I don't disagree with a lot of things Bernie says. He's just too idealistic.
Yeah.
I think Amy Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren had actual plans, and I think Joe Biden's just angry and he's establishment.
Well, holding up the 0.5% uneducated voters is me tuning in for literally nothing but taking online quizzes.
Yeah. Don't you worry, Mike. I'm here.
I'm here for you. Blooms, as I told you, I also figured out that you maybe suggested this. He must have hacked this algorithm.
Because yes, I said that.
Because even when there were some that I was like, well, I mean, I could disagree with this.
Right,
and I would choose. I'd be like, again?
Oh, look, Mike Bloomberg Mike said again? That too. He and I are the same on everything.
Like, oh my goodness, we have the exact same ideology.
I swear he can pay. He's got the hackers there that are like, she's unsure. Put that one for us.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
No, but in all seriousness, definitely check your registration. Primaries are starting. And because our election cycle runs for 8 million years.
Yeah, gosh.
And the laws are changing all the time, especially if you live in North Carolina, because I think this year this might have been struck down. They were going to be requiring IDs, which is part of the, what did they call it? Textbook racial profiling voting laws. I can't remember.
Meanwhile, I'm like, that sounds like a great idea.
It's
Michael Bloomberg.
I doubt he would stand up for that now. Probably. Ask your buddy Mike.
I don't know. I don't need to ask him.
True. He would agree with me. Our voter ID laws are atrocious. I can't remember the word that the Supreme Court used last year to identify them. Voter asking for an ID is a bit classist.
Yeah.
And voter fraud actually happens in like 0.0005% of situations.
Except in Florida. In which case.
Honestly, like, why are we even letting them vote?
That's our new electoral college. <That's>, yeah,
exactly. Anyway, check your registration. Make sure you know what's going on, and then check either Washington Post or I side with.
Actually, what you need to do is take both and see if it ends up in the same
true.
Spot.
That's true. One thing I like about I side with, I didn't know you did a different quiz, so I don't know if they do this, is you can expand every question into further questions about that. So if it's a topic you really care about and like people might waver just a little bit, you can like go deeper. And you can also say for each one, there's like a sliding scale that's like how much I care about this.
Oh, that's so nice. Mine would
you don't
be
need to care.
Not a lot.
Zero.
Because there were some that I was like.
Mike Bloomberg was probably like, anytime anyone slides to the left, just put me in.
Bloomberg is like, if they don't know, just put it on my tab. Because there are some that I'm like, I don't really know. I have not done like a deep, heart exploration on how I feel about the Electoral College. So I was like, I don't
garbage.
Know.
Garbage. We feel, I got this. I got this.
Sure. Weirdly, Bernie and Elizabeth were way at the sliding scale for me.
Don't worry about it. Actually, you and I will go to vote together. I will stand with you.
That feels good. Some nice voter intimidation. That is how you would do it, isn't it?
This is how I get things done for Elizabeth and
North
Carolina.
I'm just going to hire someone to go vote for me.
Yes.
So exactly. I do it.
I want people to hire me. I will go vote for them. Place. Anyway. So, yeah, more to come on that coming up. But as always, we encourage you to investigate your opinions, I guess. Like, what I want to say here is you don't have to agree with everything we say. I mean, I'm right, but.
But if you want to hear more from the right, here you go. Here
you
go.
You're right and the right.
Also, here's one thing that we can both agree on.
Okay.
You know who someone we would never vote for?
I can name a bunch of.
Okay. Prince Andrew. Oh. Have he made your list? Well, he is making some appearances back in the royal family since Harry's left
he's
it
like,
vacant.
LOL, JK. Yeah. No longer the black sheep, Mom.
Yeah. Thanks, Megs and Harry.
Thanks for ripping this all apart. Finally, no one remembers that I'm actual garbage.
He, surprisingly, will be walking his daughter down the aisle in a royal wedding.
But is that really surprising? Surely he would have. Okay, but no royal wedding. So I guess they have, like,
Yeah, like they will be televising it. And so I think that there was some question of whether he would be allowed to like
right.
walk her down the aisle televised. But there will be a lot of publicity around it. And he will be main side stage. Center side stage.
Yeah, I wonder if he'll have any, like if he'll get to stand in, I mean, surely like he'll be in all the photos and all that. Of course, he's the father of the bride. He yes. gets to walk her down the aisle. I guess he gets to take part fully.
Yes. We'll find out more in May.
Princess Beatrice copying my wedding month idea. Me, the only person who got married in May.
And he was only allowed to.
Yeah.
Also, over the weekend, he decided he didn't care about coronavirus whatsoever.
Naturally.
And accepted an invitation to stand with the Chinese people at Chinese New Year. And so is photographed in all of these pictures.
Wait, in China?
With China's ambassador to the UK. I don't know if he actually was in China.
Oh, so he was not actually in danger of the coronavirus.
No, but he sure did tweet, at the critical time of fighting, hashtag coronavirus.
Okay, so that's racist.
Which is good.
Okay.
So anyway.
Okay, Prince Andrew.
He and Sarah Ferguson and one of their daughters are pictured here celebrating.
They're like, look at us. We'll stand with Chinese people.
safely ensconced in England.
Didn't I send you, like, last week, there was a tweet from this guy. I think he said something in the tweet, like, I'm Asian American, I'm Chinese or something. He's like, gonna cough on the subway and see who all's racist.
yes, there was an Uber. It was one that's like an Uber driver. Have you seen this one?
No.
An Asian Uber driver. Who is doing the same thing? See who gets in his car. But then there was like, as I was laughing at that, there was another one that was like, these Asian Uber drivers are taking a hit to their business because people right. are afraid. And right. I was like,
oh. Oh, wait, you really are racist.
Well, sorry.
Like these people, there are
and
really
here
racist.
I am laughing.
Like, right.
I side with you, coronavirus.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. This has been a journey.
40, yeah, it really has minutes. Been. Anyway, do your own research about this story I just told you about Prince Andrew, because I think I botched most of it. But
cool. Well,
here we are.
Dedicated journalism on our part.
We are about as great as every other
right.
media.
Exactly.
Company.
Exactly. Should we take a break? Is there?
Shall we?
Did you? Shall we? Okay, we'll be right back.
Okay.
Last week when we recorded, we talked in the beginning a little bit about the Super Bowl halftime show. We recorded super early in the morning, as we've been doing. And one thing that we talked about this week is when we record like so early Monday morning, things that happen over the weekend almost don't have time to like settle in.
Yeah. People who didn't watch them live haven't had a chance right. to watch them. And it always breeds really good commentary.
Yes, exactly. And even like with the Oscars all day today, I've been seeing things, you know, mm-hmm. like you told me about things to watch. So I've been looking them up. We felt like we wanted to kind of change things around so that we could take a beat. Because last Monday, we recorded a few thoughts about the Super Bowl halftime show. And then within hours, we're discussing it again. And I think both of us came to, I don't know, we were just discussing it more. And it was one of those things where we thought, okay, well now,
yeah,
we didn't want to re-record. But we did want to revisit this topic. And we also kind of wanted to take a couple different looks at it. We've got a lot of kind of feedback back and forth from that episode, and then just like chatting with people, reading everything.
Reading lots of things.
Yeah, we've read a lot of stuff about it. We've really looked at this from a lot of different angles. And one way we kind of wanted to approach this is we have both openly pretty much hated on the Victoria's Secret fashion show in the past. And I thought it would be interesting to kind of look at it from that angle of like how you can be pro one, anti the other, or like just kind of your mixed views on them.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are so many different situations with during which a woman's body is on display.
Right.
And one, I will point out that there are many fewer where that is the sole focus of what a man is doing to display his talent.
Mm-hmm.
Though, I mean, I guess you could argue that like football uniforms show off a lot, whatever. Mm-hmm.
And but, very appreciative.
I'm just oh, God. Get out of here. Immediate opening. Podcast host. gross. Anyway.
There's, I hope my dad's listening, because if he is, I'll get a call.
Ed, call me immediately. Talk to me. That new segment we've been workshopping about jokes. It's your time. But there are so many different situations in which sometimes we criticize and sometimes we applaud.
Right.
For how a woman is showcasing her body, and in any platform, we are choosing ourselves to be the judge of that. But it is hard to figure out, I think, for me, the line of where I'm okay and where I'm not when they're all kind of essentially doing the same thing.
Well, for me, I was thinking about it because I thought, okay, well, how can I be so pro that halftime show, which I fully am? And I fully support a couple other things I wanted to address that I failed to mention last week that I loved about the show, which, again, because we recorded so early, there's a few pieces of commentary that we didn't get to, like we didn't see. Like the fact that Shakira showcased like all of the different cultures that her like lineage is from.
Yes.
In like little clips of dance. And the fact that J-Lo's daughter was like in some sort of cage singing Born in the USA to showcase, you know, the immigrant children being separated from their parents at the border.
And instead I was too worried about, you know, I don't know, showcasing a celebrity's daughter who hasn't worked hard for anything being on that stage, but missed
the point.
Yeah, but I missed the symbolism of
right. I did miss that too, and I wasn't thinking that. So yeah. To be fair, I had not caught that. And just there's a lot of it. And two, another thing about the costumes. A lot of people have been saying like men don't dress that way, but in fairness, the men dancing did.
Yeah, that's true. And last year's performance, Adam Levine was
right. Shirtless.
Was like, shirtless. And I mean, he came clothed and then immediately took it off. Striptease-ish.
right. Yeah. Which I didn't, you know, people were not up in arms about.
I don't know. I didn't like it.
I don't like him at all. But I mean, it's not to this level.
No.
The moms were not angry. Sure. The white moms.
Yeah. The Karens.
Yes.
Sorry, Karen. Because actually, someone in my life named Karen posted an article that I loved and sent to you,
Caroline,
immediately.
Way to be aggressive about the name Karen. This is on you. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. I also thought I saw a thing a friend showed me that was like, moms about the Super Bowl halftime show. This is totally inappropriate. And then like also moms. And it shows like a little girl in like a dance uniform, which is essentially a bra and undies. Yes. And it's like, have fun at your recital. I was like dying because it is true. And I've talked to my friend Amy about this, that like you have to have a different outfit when you dance. Mm-hmm. Like you have to have less, I guess, or just form fitting. Like you cannot dance in like the same clothes that like you and I are currently wearing. I mean, I could.
Arguably, I do often. So. I don't know.
It's weird that you haven't made it to the Super Bowl. But anyway, I
don't know how many times I've turned it down. I don't pay for play.
Yeah, exactly. I support that. There is something to be said for like the level of like crotch shots.
Yes.
I totally think, and I talked about this again. I know my words are memorized. I assume you will remember me saying this. Yeah. The difference between the way Gal Gadot was portrayed in Wonder Woman and Justice League is insane.
Yes.
Like there was like a man behind the camera in Justice League, and it's like all you can tell, it's like her butt only. Like everything is like under her skirt.
That's where I landed on what was unsettling to me about the performance. It was not the performance itself. It was the way it was shot where I felt like there were gratuitous crotch shots that did not need to happen repeatedly. And
yeah,
that
for J-Lo
became,
especially, I was like, this is a little much. Like, can you move a little bit?
Right,
the cameraman.
Because I'm like, that woman, shot, I guess it could be either, but I'm going to assume that it was to appeal to a male audience.
Right.
That's my assumption.
Yes.
I think that there had to be thought put into it to capture those angles that did not showcase that performance better.
Right. Okay. And that leads me to, that's exactly where I landed to, because I absolutely love the show. And I think this is something for a later episode, because we have gone real long today. But I fully am comfortable with my kids watching it. And I would want them to celebrate that. We can discuss that later. So I definitely think some of those camera angles were from like for a male gaze. And that's the line that I don't like.
Yeah.
What I don't like about the Victoria's Secret fashion show and marketing, other than the fact that recently several models have signed a letter to say like that the harassment and just some of the conditions they've endured were completely inappropriate mm-hmm. and stuff like that. That's worth more research on your own time. I can't remember exactly what they said, but it fed into what I believe about Victoria's Secret as a brand, which is they are modeling and showcasing a look that typically a straight male look like wants to mm-hmm. see. They're not modeling something that's like women feel powerful in this.
Yes.
If you are a woman who looks like Giselle, then you can feel powerful.
Like, truly, if you are on the runway walking like that, yes. you can feel powerful.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I think that's where I was feeling last week and still am of, why have we defined empowerment mm-hmm. based on how confident someone is with few clothes on?
Right.
And that, to me, is where there is probably a difference between that halftime show and the Victoria's Secret show.
Sure.
Of, I don't want... We will talk later, I think, as we explore it ourselves and try to be more comfortable talking about it with mm-hmm. sexuality and how yes. we claim that of
right,
ourselves.
Right, right, right. And how we, like, grow in that.
Yeah, and that's something that we have been talking about individually. We've mm-hmm. been listening to things about it. But to me, this is a piece of that. That
yeah.
I think I can feel confident and empowered as a woman, but that does not mean mm-hmm. that I also feel like I need to strip down into few clothes and dance. But for some people, they do. But I think right. the way that Victoria's Secret in particular is marketed mm-hmm. is as that is the goal.
Yes. Yes. I totally agree. Because here's the difference in what I feel. When I'm watching a Victoria's Secret fashion show, which I haven't watched one in years, but the last time I watched it, to be fair, I was pregnant.
Sure.
But I feel this way anytime I see their ads mm-hmm. or, you know, anything, is that I feel like they're... Like, not ashamed. I feel, like, discouraged.
Yeah.
Like, when I was watching the halftime show, I was only excited.
Well, and I think that that's because from a marketing strategy, like a Victoria's Secret commercial mm-hmm. is not marketed to the women.
Exactly.
It's marketed to the men to want their women to
right,
be in those,
right, right.
which then, by nature, the female will feel like they also want to do that to please their men.
Yes.
But not out of a way of they wanted it first. Out of a
yeah,
way of
yeah.
I should do that to make him excited, like that commercial made him excited.
Yes.
And so then it's coming at it from a belittling standpoint, I
right.
think.
Yes. Yes. And okay, I totally agree with you.
I was just having this conversation with somebody this week of this to me then drives this pornography culture mm-hmm. of porn gives an idealized view to men
yeah,
of what real women are
yeah.
and enjoy.
Yeah.
And there are things that this porn culture and the accessibility to porn romanticizes mm-hmm. to guys that they think that that's what women want or look
and
like.
And are like.
And
yeah.
are like. And then there is this huge discrepancy mm-hmm. between what a woman actually likes
right.
or wants
right.
or looks like or reacts.
Mm-hmm.
In the truth,
right.
and Victoria's Secret is one such company that exacerbates that and exploits
yes.
that. And
yes.
I don't think that despite some of those, what I feel like were lusty camera shots, mm-hmm. I don't think that that was the goal of Shakira and J-Lo's performance.
Right. I totally agree. I mean, to me, I know that pole dancing is easy. Like, pole dancing as a hobby, separate mm-hmm. from, say, a strip club, is something that I want to say it's new to me.
Yes.
As something that I've become aware of. It's not. But for me, it, like, as
I think
a
it's
hobby.
More main, it's becoming
new to
more
mainstream.
Mainstream.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, like, you can take classes.
Yeah.
For fitness. I have friends who do, and mm-hmm. it is incredible. Like, I'm mm-hmm. just, like, in awe. And there was also, interestingly, some controversy over the fact that J-Lo was in Hustlers.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people in the pole dancing community feel like she isn't speaking up enough about some laws that have been passed that make it more unsafe for the pole dancing community.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's like so many different sides of this. Ultimately, I feel like they represented their cultures really well. Mm-hmm. I'm not in those cultures, but yeah. I feel like we thought it was sexualized because we are raised to see women's bodies and skin as sexual.
For sure.
Whereas, I mean, I've through, I don't know, I guess following different people on Instagram in different ways. I've some people like there's a girl who I used to be friends with in college who ended up doing her master's on Jamaica dance hall culture.
Oh, cool.
Jamaican dance hall culture. And now she like teaches classes and stuff like that. So I've kind of followed her for a while, just in following like different cultures around the world. Many, not all. Many cultures just have like dancing that we like people from a European
Puritan.
Thank you. That's it. Mm-hmm. Background would be like, oh, and that's because when we showed up on those shores to plunder and destroy those societies, we were like,
I'm sorry, settle new lands. I don't know.
Christopher Columbus was a hero. People. We say this all the time.
Yeah, it was like the best thing that ever happened to our country that he got lost.
Exactly.
How many times do I have
How
to say
How many times do we have to say? I believe he wrote in his diary, like we showed up on, and the savages, of course, as he said, were naked.
Yeah.
So like, but you know, and imagine what they looked like in, I assume, I picture that metal armor with the points.
Oh, yeah. I just picture like a really ruffly collar.
Yes, 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 exactly. But like they were so buttoned up. Mm-hmm. And when they just went all over the world and saw everyone else living their lives, however, was useful to them, they destroyed that. And that was like not the way to go. Their goal was to change that. Like that's the mindset of our ancestors. Mm-hmm. It's like these people are wrong and we're right. And that's our religious belief. And that's what we're founded on. So I think it's really hard to look outside of that and say, it's you come from a different culture. It does not say those same things as me. And that's still okay.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of our fundamental beliefs don't say that other things are okay.
I think that's really true because it doesn't mean that. I think we tend to see it as multiple things can't be right.
Yes, exactly.
So, but I think two points about how women view other women.
Mm-hmm.
One, this Karen that I mentioned earlier shared this really great article of most children who watch that performance are mm-hmm. not going to remember that performance or anything about that. But mm-hmm. what they will hear and remember
right.
is all of the commentary from their mothers
yes.
about
yeah.
how tacky or inappropriate it was,
right,
and
right,
they
right.
will begin to shape their worldview based on that commentary that
right.
they hear all the time. And that to me was very convicting.
It was, yeah.
How am I going to shape this? Like those 3 minutes or however long it was aren't going to leave the indelible impact that we are so afraid
right,
that it will leave.
Right, right.
But the microaggressions of that will.
Yeah.
And I think as women, we need to look into what other women are doing in a bigger way than how they look, because I kept
yes.
seeing women sharing, those who really liked the performance of, let me figure out how to look that good when I'm 50. Let me figure
True.
Out what she's doing to look that great.
Well, which she's a millionaire, so there's that.
Right. I mean, that's part of it. But like, I was floored by Janelle Monáe's performance yesterday at
right.
the
right,
Oscars.
Right.
She showed no skin,
mm-hmm.
but she looked amazing.
Yeah,
and there
she's
is
also amazing.
Looking. Not commentary of, let me look like her.
True.
Let me do
yeah.
what she's doing. So I hope that we can look beyond what people are not wearing to
yeah.
say, like, I want to embody the confidence that Janelle Monáe had. When we
yes.
were watching it tonight,
yes.
you and I kept commenting on, I would feel so awkward going up to people and doing the la, la, la,
yeah,
la, la.
Yeah, yeah.
She owned that. I need to figure out how to present that.
How to walk in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
One, I want to also figure out how to wear a suit like she wears a suit. Like,
yes, yes.
But we need to stop making the number one thing we comment on appearance
yes.
instead of talent, because I think their appearance and what they didn't wear far outweighed the commentary I heard about
right.
their talent.
And exactly. And their message as well. The,
oh, yeah. Even
it, like,
bigger.
Yeah. You know, they had a lot to say. They were both very happy with what they said. They are not concerned about
no.
what we took in about it. Along that same line of thinking, you know, when we say things like, well, she shouldn't be dressing that way. Say, you know, if I say
yeah.
that around my son, he's
yes.
growing up with this embedded idea that, oh, women shouldn't dress that way.
For sure.
And first of all, that's not my business, how other women dress. It's
right.
certainly not his business. It's
right.
no man's business how a woman is dressing. Because when we start to tell our sons
mm-hmm.
women who dress a certain way are like not good girls, then they think, oh, well, this is a bad girl.
Right.
She doesn't deserve the same respect as like a good girl who I would like want to marry.
Or I'm interested in her for all the reasons that I think she's
yes.
portraying, and I'm
yes.
not going to get to know her regardless.
Like, yes, 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 exactly. And that just leads down a whole other slew of problems, road of problems. What does it lead down?
Path.
What am I trying to think? You looks like I'm not any more sharp in the evening, but I still have to finish my sentences for me. But and again, I think that's another topic. That's a topic for another time too. Like we have a lot, I think, we want to get into in the next couple months. But I think it is so dangerous to even comment at all like that around children, and especially to say just anything about what they're wearing being a cause of anything else. I've seen some commentary online about, you know, them dressing that way being negative for other women, especially because events like this really are hubs of human trafficking. Yes. This was a big conversation around the World Cup. For the last several World Cups, this has come up, mm-hmm. talking about women. And of course, the conversation is women, how do we protect ourselves? Right. Not men, don't rape women.
Right.
But...
yes, do not buy humans for your...
Do not buy girls and women and children.
For your carnal pleasure.
Exactly.
Like, don't.
Exactly. But to me, that is yet another version of blaming women for crimes committed against them.
Yeah.
Like Jennifer Lopez and Shakira getting up on stage and dancing. I don't care if they're naked. That mm-hmm. does nothing. It is not their fault that crimes go on in the world.
No, and I think that the bigger picture needs to be, how are we as a system mm-hmm. allowing women to be over-sexualized and how that they are presented as a whole, not how one performance does or does not bring down the entirety of human trafficking.
Right. Like, yes, exactly. Like, putting that responsibility on their shoulders is absurd.
Well, and it's a misplaced responsibility. Mm-hmm. Two celebrities do not need to be in charge of representing the problems that arise from human trafficking around big events when world leaders cannot do
it. Like, exactly.
We are just putting the wrong onus on the wrong people. Right. And I think that those are very good conversations to have, and they need to have.
Right.
But I think that there's also a bigger issue of, why do two talented women need to be sexualized?
Right.
To be part of a show that would entertain men and women.
Yeah.
That's a bigger conversation to me than what they do or do not choose to dress like.
Yeah. And to, in another direction as well, I want to point out that, like, over the last week and a half, J-Lo and Shakira put on a killer Super Bowl halftime show, showed some skin. In the same amount of time, like, the Senate supposedly tried Donald Trump for impeachment, did not call any witnesses, acquitted him. Since then, he's fired people who've come at, who came out against him in the past, and is like, these are actions of an authoritarian dictatorship. If you want to get your panties in a bunch, start there.
Like, probably, preferably your giant granny size ones that don't show very much. So
exactly,
those are actually the ones I prefer.
Yeah, so totally.
I would be joining you in that.
Exactly. Like, there is a lot more going on. This is not it. This is a smokescreen, and like, people putting out more of this are not focusing on what the world really needs to be focused on now. Yes, that's my opinion.
Yeah.
But like, if you want to make change, again, we're not going to attack the performers. Like, attack the system that says...
Well, and again, like, to your point very early on in this conversation, also look at the system that you're raising. So if you don't want your children to become women who are dancing on a stage, do not put them into a pipeline of dance classes that is teaching them how to do that. I'm not coming against dance classes.
True, true.
I'm just saying, if you are saying that is not what you want as an end goal when your children are 43 and 50, don't introduce them to a world that is celebrating them early for putting makeup on and skimpy clothing to dance.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I think there are lots of things that we can do in our... I don't want my girls to do dance that, or any sport, that their biggest issue is what their body looks like.
Right.
I don't want them to find out at 8 that they don't have a body type for ballet.
Right.
It's just, I don't want to introduce that because it's what I struggle with.
Right.
Therefore, I'm, you know, like, I don't know, just do some thinking of what is your end result?
Right. Rather than bashing other women.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of, how do you want to raise your kids?
Yeah.
And like, and how do you want to speak about other women?
Right. Like, if you do have your 7-year-old in dance, and I do think that younger and younger, they are taught like fairly, I don't know, provocative moves.
Right.
For whatever. I won't get into that conversation right now. But
future episode.
Yeah. But if you, if you're applauding your 7-year-old for doing that and then ripping apart a grown woman for doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what confusion are you creating of identity in your child that you're proud of her for one thing that you're ripping down in somebody else?
Exactly. Yeah, totally. Again, we have a lot more. There's a lot more directions we could take this. And like I said, we take feedback very seriously. We really try and do research and just, in that we really try and read like the different perspectives of an issue. And
really, thank you. Like, we, I mentioned it very briefly earlier, but Gentry, who saw the Frida mom and sent it to us because she thought that it was something that we'd be interested in, which Hannah had already been interested
in.
One
of us was. Thank you.
But those of you who sent very thoughtful feedback about the Super Bowl, sharing personal accounts, like, that means so much to us.
It does,
and it really means a lot that you see things and you think of us and send it our way. Like, thank you.
Because, again, we don't see every perspective. Like, these are new perspectives. Whether we say, oh, that changes my mind or it doesn't change my mind, what's important is understanding there's a perspective that out there that's different and that everyone can talk about it, because we frequently don't see exactly eye to eye. It doesn't mean we can't come to a whole agreement in the end of empowering women.
I mean, think about it. Who do you think...
This is about Mike Bloomberg.
Michael Bloomberg is calling tonight to meet him at the bar. Bernie Sanders. I'm sure of it. I am sure they're going to go...
More likely front runner Pete Buttigieg, friend to billionaires.
They're all getting together for a happy hour right now 100%. At Trump's house. I'm just saying.
100%. These people are all friends.
They're all friends. This is the bigger anarchy.
Yes. Okay, guys.
We're in a rigged system.
New pod. I can't.
It's called It's All Over. Give up now.
We have to take a break because otherwise I'm going to keep going about this. Okay, so my good idea this week is something that I knew wouldn't be a great idea.
Okay.
But I had to get to Costco this weekend. Okay. The reasons will become obvious in our forthcoming website. I'm not going to say it because I want you to read the content.
Wow.
And it's not a paid promo or anything like that. It's for just ourselves. Something I really love. I wish it was. Yeah, this is a promo for us, as is everything we do. So I had to get to Costco. I took my two kids and I didn't even get a buggy. I literally needed one thing. I bribed them with a book. So I got my one thing. They each picked out a book.
That's nice.
And Maya really loves sample. They both really love samples.
Oh, God, I love samples.
They're like, let's go to Costco for the samples. Costco is a zoo on Charlotte. We only have two Costcos in Charlotte.
Yes.
So.
And they are very far apart from each other.
They're very far apart.
They do not cannibalize one another's audience.
Right. And I need 3 to 4 more Costcos to go in. Because it is chaos on the weekend.
And now that BJ's closed,
I didn't even know about this.
Influx.
Well, yeah. So we've got a lot of people there, which I don't care. I knew it. That was fine. Maya said she wanted to get samples. So we go over to the food area. And, you know, like, the thing is that the after church crowd ain't kidding around.
No, because that is their lunch.
Right. That was my lunch growing up. My dad used to tell me, like, guys, we're going out for dinner for lunch. And he meant Sam's
Costco.
Club.
Yes. Because they do the best samples on Sundays.
Yes, Sundays are the best day. So Maya wanted to get samples and it's in her blood. So I said, yes. So we're going around. And of course, like, nothing is there because it's all picked over very quickly. But I see one, like, you kind of have to hover before they put out a new tray. So I see this one lady. I don't see. She's a little old lady, white hair, and she's like tiny, and she's behind this cart, and she's kind of back, but her little tray is full of little white cups. I couldn't see what was in them. There's nothing on there. No cooking elements. You know, that always excites me because I'm like, it's Hot Pockets.
Oh. And that's always when I get, like, let down because I'm going to put it in my mouth too fast and get burnt. Like, I hate it. I hate the weight.
You got a lot going on.
I hate it. I need, like, a nice smoked salmon.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. I agree. So I go up, and as I'm getting, it's obvious I'm getting closer. And, like, you know, like, once you're there, you can't turn around.
Yeah. You're bought in now.
The item is organic beets. And I'm just, beets make me nauseous. The red ones, not the yellow ones.
You like
the
golden
red ones?
Beets.
Yes, thank you. The red ones make me nauseous because it was something I had early on in my pregnancy, one of my pregnancies. And there are, like, some things that I had early on that I can never eat again.
Right,
I can't even smell them. Like, that's my life.
Beets.
Yeah, beets are one of them. But I also really try not to, like, stigmatize things for the kids. So we get up to the beets tray. I'm like, why are you putting out beet samples on a Sunday, first of all?
I mean, really?
So,
I mean, that's like putting...
Like, also, no wonder she had the full tray and
I
no
know,
one else
that's
did.
Like putting, like, I don't know, like an old donkey in the middle of, like, a field of puppies and being like, which one do you want?
Yes, exactly.
You can have any of these.
Yes, exactly. So she's got her tray there and she kind of shows me them. She's like, organic beets, blah, blah, they're right over here
have
on sale
canned?
Today.
Have they been canned? Like, how were these things prepared?
They were not in the fresh food section.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't try. I don't linger around the beets. Just standing there was making me a little.
Yeah, I don't like beets. David keeps trying to make beets happen.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's
I love
trying to make beets happen.
I love vegetables. And I have wanted beets to happen.
Right.
And
they're
they
so
just,
healthy.
I'm not into them.
I love golden beets. I love them.
Okay.
They're very different tasting.
Oh,
so
okay. That's
I
good
would
to
try
know.
Those if I were you.
Because I don't love the purple ones.
Right. I would give those a try. Anyway. So she's like offers them. So I'm like, okay, do you want beet? Trying to like really
you're like choking back your bile.
Yes, exactly. And they're like, yeah. So I reach to take a little cup Why'd you say that?
Go on.
She yelled at me.
You're not supposed to touch them.
She was giving them to me.
What did she say to you?
She goes, no, 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 no. Never reach over. You never do that. She is serious. She is not kidding around.
I only know that because everyone else lets you, but I think that this woman has chastised me for doing the exact
same thing.
When I'm like, no, but I just take them.
Yes. Okay, so here's the thing. So she's getting on to me about this, and I'm like, okay,
but
sure.
She was, I think that she fussed at one of my children, and I'm like, okay, I get if you don't want, like, the kids grabbing it.
Right. Yeah, this was me.
Right.
I'm tracking with you. I was like, they were right in front of me.
Well, and it's like, ma'am, you have no competition. No one is standing in line to take these.
So I was very confused, and so I'm just like, okay. She goes, no, you have to wait until I place them there.
What?
So then she literally does nothing, so waits a beat, and then moves the tray.
No pun intended.
She moves the tray like 5 inches over, and then I can take one.
No.
I'm not kidding.
It would be one thing if they were coming off of like a hot plate.
That's exactly what I said. I'm like, okay, if I'm reaching across a hot plate,
it's
fine.
A liability.
I was reaching across napkins. There's nothing there. She was.
You don't know if there's a sharp object.
She honestly, maybe that's it. She was like on her pedestal, and I'm like, hey, this is your moment of power, like, and I respect that.
You take the glory where you can find it.
This is it.
You know what, though, Hannah? You would be that person if you worked at Costco.
Oh, totally.
You would make so much.
Back up on the beats.
You would have such an aggression over people coming back for seconds that you knew had been there.
That's such a good point. She's me. She's me.
Yes.
Time machine.
Yeah, now we know your retirement plan.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Hopefully, you'll be a better salesperson and get stuck with something better than
I would insist on having the Hot Pockets, 100%.
Yeah, everybody likes
anyway,
this.
I was just cracking up because she kept going, it's not my rule, it's Costco's rule. And I'm just like, okay, I don't care.
Okay, I'm not arguing with you.
I don't care. I do not care. And I give it to Maya. And then you know how you can't just like run away from them because they like give you a spiel, it feels rude. So Maya like touches it with her tongue and she's like, no. And I'm like, all right, throw it away. I don't care. Like, I'm like, this woman is done with us. I don't know why. I can't believe you knew not.
It must have been the same lady at the same Costco.
It had to be the same lady. Because she offered them. She was like, beets? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And she's like, no.
Yeah, I don't know why that was my initial reaction. So it must have been.
Right. It had to have been. Because I'm like, ma'am, this seems real straightforward. I'm just going to take this little cup.
Like,
again.
Do you see these throngs of people doing the same thing all around the store?
All around the store. Like, your tray is quite full, friend.
I do need someone to let me know if it is true that these workers get paid based on the number of items they sell from their sampling.
How could they measure that?
Because they know what they're sampling that day.
Right.
They know who's assigned to which stations, and they know how many units move.
I wonder if that item is worth... Okay, I guess that's a simple computer.
Yeah, I mean,
algorithm.
That's a pretty simple... Yeah. Like, when they sample Heavenly Hunks, which are very delicious, do they sell more of them?
Right. They sold me on Brazzy Bites when they sampled
those. Oh, Brazzy Bites
are
great.
Very good.
But, like, let's say Janet and Joe and Shirley are both... all three of them are sampling
Shirley
Heavenly
was
Hunks.
The one.
I know. Let's say Shirley sold 3 units of Heavenly Hunks.
Mm-hmm.
Janet sold 14 and Joe sold 33.
So does Joe get more money?
Yeah. Does he get compensated for that?
I kind of doubt that.
Or does Shirley get punished?
I bet not. I bet they just use it for data on like what they need to move more of.
I think they're going to start watching Shirley, and if she continually does
not
push
product.
Shirley
is not the one they need to watch. She was pushing it. You just like at her
by
own
her
time.
Rules.
I just couldn't. I thought that was the funniest thing. I was like walking away. I'm like, guys, get out of here. I'm going to laugh at this poor little old lady just doing her job.
Meanwhile, you're teaching your children to make fun of octogenarians.
I didn't say this to... Okay, I told this story in front of them several times. But hey, you know what? We all have something we're in charge of, and I respect that.
Yeah, that's fine.
So
that's
the rule. Now I know. Never... It's not her rule.
Costco's rule.
Yeah,
bring it up with corporate.
Sounds like
here's something else to bring up
that
with corporate.
Same spiel.
I have. Well, if you want to bring anything up with corporate, you should rate and review our podcast.
That was a smooth transition.
We'll send it straight to the top.
Thank you for listening. This to this long journey.
Extended episode.
Extended episode. And we'll be back next week. Maybe talk more. Do you want to hear more? Do you want to hear more about like sexuality?
We will continue
stuff,
to talk in bulk. Why? Get it? Costco.
Okay. So we're
Costco
still doing. Tie-in. Okay. We're going in a couple different.
Yeah. Sure. We have a few different topics that we are exploring. We have some exploratory topics.
Yeah, exactly. Which we want to do a lot more learning ourselves on before we.
I'm ready.
Okay. Just me then.
Yeah. You do the learning. Okay. I'll just shoot from there.
All right. Okay. We got to wrap this up. We'll be back next week. Have a good week.